The owners made this decision today. What do you think about this new policy they've tried to implement?
Yeah, well, about the policy, obviously, from the beginning, no one's intent, and I think no one's purpose was to disrespect the flag. Everyone's purpose, starting with Colin Kaepernick, Michael Thomas, Eric Reed, who still doesn't have a job, was to protest police brutality against people of color. And so I think that still stands, right? You're going to find a way to stand up for people who are being unjustly treated, find a way to stick up for justice in whatever way, shape, or form you can possibly do it.
So were you okay with this ruling, though? I mean, does it make sense?
Was I okay with the ruling?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess people make decisions, and it's up to you to either stick with them or find a different way to stand up for what you believe in. And so to ask if I'm okay with the ruling, I don't know if that's the right question to ask. I think the right question would be, well, what do you do now? And I think about me, and I think about what guys that on this team are doing. Like, we're already in the community. We're already finding ways to protest police brutality against people of color. We're working with the police. We're working with people of color, and we're doing it. And I think protesting is a great avenue to do that, to bring awareness. Obviously, the protests have brought a ton of awareness to the abuses of power that are going on in our country. And I think that was a great method to start a conversation. And now what we're seeing is we're seeing action. You know, we some guys on the team, we do a Bible study in the morning, and we were reading James 2. It talks about faith without works is dead, right? It's one thing to have faith and say you believe in something. It's a total different thing to actually do something about it. That's why I salute Cap. I salute Eric Reed, Michael Thomas, all these guys who have, from the beginning, stood up for injustice. And some of them don't have jobs right now, right? Colin Kaepernick is not in the NFL. Eric Reed is not in the NFL. They're paying the price, right? But I think that martyrdom is a strong word, but I'll just use that term now. Their martyrdom is actually paying huge dividends for people with no voice. They're speaking up for the voiceless. And as a Chicago Bears NFL player, I'm going to continue to do that in any way, shape, or form. Right. As you all know, last year we didn't have guys taking a knee. We locked arms. We stayed together. We were unified as a team. And that's what we are. We're a team. But just because you're not protesting the national anthem doesn't mean someone can keep you from standing up for those who are being treated unfairly.
Should the union have had more of a say in this?
Well, I'm one of the player reps for the NFLPA, so I'm part of the union. So of course, you know what my answer would be on that. But you can't control everything, right? You don't always have a say in what happens, right? Football player, right? Man, I should be starting. Sometimes I don't have a say in that. I do whatever I can to start, and I don't get the job, right? So you have to like work through some things. And so once again, I don't think that's the right question. Is should the union have had more of a say? Of course, somebody who's standing on the side of the union is going to say yes, and people who didn't give the union a say, the owners are going to say no. And so what I do think is I think we're in a really good place as a team, as a country, because we're at this point of like almost like a point of contrition, right? What do you do now? Everybody knows. There's no more. We always talk about the silent majority, right? The silent majority that allowed slavery to thrive. The silent majority, even go back to the Holocaust, right? Like there's a big time silent majority that people love like staying in. They love staying in the gray. And right now you can't do that anymore. I can't sit back and be silent. You can't sit and be silent. You have to do something, say something. And even if you don't agree, speak up for what you believe and have a conversation.
So Sam, you may have just answered this, but you're more civically involved than the majority of your fellow players.
I would actually disagree with that.
Well, that's not the point.
Yeah. Well, you said it, so I got to address it.
I would disagree with you. I think you are, but that's besides
all
the
right, point. Let's agree to disagree.
Yeah, let's get to the point.
All right.
Is it personally frustrating to you, based on everything you just said, that the powers that be appear more interested in making this problem just go away than jumping in with both feet with you guys and saying, let's get these things fixed?
So which question do you want me to answer?
Whichever one you want.
One thing I've learned in my 29 years of life, I'm getting old, is that, I hear the laughs. It's not just a rich versus poor thing or a powerful versus powerless thing. There's injustice on both sides. There's hatred on both sides. There's fear on both sides. And I think both sides need to come together, right? It'd be easy for me to sit here as a player rep and say, well, the owners are horrible and we can't stand them. They're all evil. But George McCaskey and I have a great relationship. He came with me to a prison in Louisiana to learn more about some of the injustices that are going on. We do stuff in the community that no one knows about. right? So your question of, you say, man, Sam, you're so civically involved and you're more involved than other NFL athletes. That's totally untrue, because you don't, a lot of people don't know what my teammates are doing and what other guys around the NFL are doing. That's why I would disagree with your statement.
By the way, it was a compliment to you, not a criticism.
For sure, for sure. But sometimes you got to look at other people too. Well, you know, I love you, Hub. All right, cool. So yeah. So, anyways,
okay.
Exactly. So, but yeah. So, it's not a us versus them thing. And I know, even though this might be perceived as us versus them thing, either way, both sides got to come together. Rich, poor, black, white, you have to come together. It's not like just these powers that be you talk about, whether it's owners or whatever, are just oppressing. There's hatred on both sides. There's doubt and fear on both sides. And I believe the only way to overcome that is a sense of love. That's why I respect George and the McCaskey family. And I'm not just saying that for lip service because there's cameras here. I'm saying that because we've spent time together. Spent a ton of time together. Do sacrifices a lot. I know the vote was 32-0 with the owners, but also know him as a man. And so I know we're getting to the bottom of this.
Sam, what happens from this point on, though? What is going to happen?
I don't think anything really changes at this point, right? Obviously, NFLPA goes back and says, okay, what do we do now as a union? What do we do? How will we respond? But to be honest, I think a lot of players are happy about the conversations that are happening. So the protests serve their purpose. And if guys still want to protest, obviously the ruling is that if you don't want to stand for the anthem, according to the owners, you can stay inside. You may see a whole team stay inside, like Pittsburgh did when we played them in week 3. So I'm not Nostradamus, so I don't know what happens next. But I will say we continue to do what we're doing and speak up for those who can't speak up for themselves.
Maybe so that you as a team will work together and you guys will figure this out together. You'll have a conversation together. When you do have those conversations, what will be your message to your team?
Well, the cool thing about our team, and I'm sure about a lot of teams in the NFL, is that we're having these conversations. So we've done stuff with the police. A lot of guys on the team, we meet weekly with the police officers, with certain police officers, and also people who are people of color. And we sit down in circle time, we call it, and we just talk. We talk. We spend time together. The police chief in Chicago, we've met with him. We've talked with him. We're doing things with him. So we're actually taking proactive steps. And so just because a ruling has been made, I don't think that changes anything for me as a player or for any other players around the NFL.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks. No, definitely.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.